Let us pray.
Almighty God, who through your Son, Jesus Christ, did choose St. Bartholomew to be an apostle to preach the blessed gospel, give unto your church ever more faithful teachers to proclaim the glory of your name through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Testament reading for the feast of St. Bartholomew is written in the Proverbs of King Solomon, the third chapter. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. The length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is written in St. Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, the fourth chapter. Brethren, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd chapter.
At that time there arose a dispute among the 12 as to which one of them was regarded to be greatest. And Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But it is not this way with you. But the one who is the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the servant. For who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This is the gospel of the Lord.